This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
One of the most interesting series of topics on the Paracast has been conspiracy theories that governments or some people are engaged in practices in secret, practices that we don't know about, practices that we might not like. Obviously, the classic conspiracy theory is about the John F. Kennedy assassination. Was it a lone gunman? Was it, as some people say, Lyndon Johnson to make his way to the presidency? Was it the CIA? Was it organized crime? Was it a combination of all or none of the above? Now, we haven't covered those conspiracies for quite a while. So we discovered John Potash, who's author of books that are covering some of these subjects, such as Drugs as Weapons Against Us, the CIA's Murderous Targeting of SDS, Panthers, Hendrix, Lenin, Cobain, Tupac, and Other Activists. And that sounds, of course, like a lot of 60s-related stuff. And the other book mentioned here is The FBI War on Tupac Shakur and Black Leaders. Now, before we go on, was it the Nixon administration or the FBI that tried to deport John Lennon?
Well, it was the Nixon administration, you know, but U.S. intelligence was following John Lennon at that time also, according to Lennon himself and according to the FBI documents that you know, a Freedom of Information Act revealed.
Why were they picking on Lennon?
Well, I don't think they liked his anti-war stances, you know, and just to also say that I now came out with a film based on both books, but I have a film based on each book, but the film on the second book is available, you know, all over the place. It's available on Amazon Prime and a number of other video on demand platforms. It's being sold in Barnes and Noble and of course by Amazon, but also through Walmart, Target, Best Buy, et cetera. So, yeah, I do actually cover the, you know, John Kennedy in my film, too. But and the reason's actually somewhat similar to the reason they targeted John F. Kennedy as they targeted John Lennon, is John Lennon was anti-war. And he was arguably one of the most influential men in the world at that time, that they were trying to deport him. And he was going up against the pro-war stances of the Republican Party. He was also against the racist attacks on black activists, such as the Black Panthers. He invited Bobby Seale onto the, I think it was the Merv Griffin show, and he was invited to host the Merv Griffin show for a week. So he had great, you know, activists on the show. And so those are some of the things that he was doing to try to turn public opinion against the perpetual war policies in the United States and against the, you know, anti-black activist stance of the government at that time.
Right, yeah. For those of us who are old enough to remember, I definitely remember like the song Give Peace a Chance.
Yeah.
And it was like that inspired me in my youth. I found it absolutely wonderful. I wanted to grow up and be like Lennon at one point. So, you know, definitely did have an appeal to the younger generation of the day.
Yeah, and so I show that, yeah, he typifies a number of the musicians I cover. You know, I found that Jimi Hendrix evolved to be very political in the last year or two of his life also. He majorly politicized by the assassination of Martha King. He went into mourning after Martha King's assassination and started talking about the Black Panthers, dedicated his last album to the Black Panthers, talked about them in interviews. And then Tupac Shakur grew up in a Black Panther family and was born into activism, and was actually a leader of New African Panthers when he was only 17 years old. And they were a national black activist group. And Kurt Cobain was very political and very anti-war and very anti-racism. You know, a lot of people, the musicians I cover, were activists in and of themselves, besides the other activists I cover, such as, of course, the Black Panthers and the Students for a Democratic Society, who are arguably the largest, you know, student anti-war group in history, with 100,000 strong before they split up in 1969.
The thing I wonder about here is you take a person with the prominence of a John Lennon, and I'll tell you a story about that Give Peace a Chance song in a moment. But you take somebody like that and you go after him or her. You only draw attention to what they're doing. They have the public platform. Now, I'll give you the story before we go on with that. Story is, I was working at a radio station in Vermont around the time that John and Yoko did their bed-in or lie-in in a Toronto hotel. I think that's where they recorded Give Peace a Chance. I learned about it from a wire service story. So I called the hotel, see if I could get an interview, right? Missed him by one day. There you go.
Yeah, that's nice that you almost did. I'm sorry you didn't get that interview. Yeah, sure.
More so I am. But seriously speaking here, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem stupid, to me at least, that you go after people with a high profile. If you're going to do that, do it on the QT if you can.
Yeah, well, of course, they tried to do it without anyone's knowledge. They didn't try to do it overtly. They didn't tell everyone, we're following John Lennon, we're tapping his phone. You know, as John Lennon said, you know, I believe my phone's tapped. I don't know it, but I hear things. You know, when I pick it up, I see people that don't even, you know, that are clearly constantly behind me and constantly watching from across the street. And so it wasn't, you know, overt. It was covert. That's the way it works usually. And that's the way it was with John Lennon. And same thing with Jimi Hendrix. He didn't know that the FBI had him under 24-hour surveillance. That was only found out after his death, after people went after his, you know, FBI records. These kinds of situations, they really scare a lot of these musicians. Remember, these musicians were not very old at this time, and despite being so influential musically, they didn't know that much about how to deal with the politics of it all. And so here, John Lennon was going to lose his American voice because he was going to be kicked out of America, you know, sent back to London for good, deported. And then, of course, he was done in 1980. He went into hibernation for about 5 years, as you know, in the mid-70s, till about 1980. And while he was in hibernation, he did produce his two albums that, you know, were, you know, instantly popular when he came back. But he also announced he was going to lead a Teamsters march, and he announced that to Newsweek. And so after his death, that came out that he was, you know, going to get back into activism too. And so it was, you know, very sad, of course, to lose him when we did. But a London attorney who is also a Daily News journalist named Fenton Bressler did a 7-year investigation of John Lennon's murder, and he came to find that Mark David Chapman was actually the CIA used a program that used hypnosis and drugs to get him to do what he did. And it was actually Fenton Bressler showed the CIA connections to local police intelligence units, and there was one particular police officer who guided Mark David Chapman, trained him in shooting, and gave him the hollow point bullets with which to kill John Lennon, with which he shot at John Lennon. And so that's just some of the massive evidence of CIA involvement. Another author named Phil Strongman, who was a veteran music reporter in London, who's written a number of great music books, decided to write the book about John Lennon's assassination, where he says that another man who was involved in the assassination was a guy named Jose San Gernis Perdomo. And he was part of the Bay of Pigs invasion, and he was considered a CIA hitman. And so he became the doorman that night at the Dakota Apartments where John Lennon lived. And he was believed to have aided in that assassination.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere, or maybe not. This is going to be a real fascinating discussion. Out of our normal paranormal coverage, John Potash is joining us. And once again, John is author of Drugs as Weapons Against Us, subtitle, The CIA War on Musicians and Activists. Oh, boy. We got so much more to come. So much more to talk about. With John, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast. We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, John Podesh, talking about CIA conspiracies. Was John Lennon one of the victims in his 1980 shooting? Now, I'll tell you the other story about John Lennon before Randall goes on. I was working in New York City at the time. I got up real early. But that morning, when the news came out that this happened, overnight, We got up at 1 o'clock in the morning. For some reason, the alarm went off early. The very first thing that came on the clock radio was a story about Lenin being assassinated. End of story. Randall?
About what year, just before the break there, you were saying that these documents came out that indicate that the CIA was involved in actually training Chapman or somehow influencing him to carry out the assassination. Now, when did those documents surface?
Fenton Bressler published his book in 1989. And so he had done a Freedom of Information Act request on FBI documents. He got 200 or 300 of them. But they alluded to CIA documents also. I believe he only got 2 or 3 pages of the CIA documents. He just couldn't get those documents from the CIA despite filing these Freedom of Information requests. So, with his book in 1989, a lot of this information came out. But again, this is what, his evidence, he says, explains and supports. But the actual CIA document saying, we train Mark David Chapman, no, he couldn't get them. He couldn't get them, explicitly, no.
Something's up with that, though. I mean, I've always suspected that myself. So, and right about that time, too, I think there was some other people sort of saying, well, look, was this just all him talking, with the voices in his head kind of thing? The CIA, we know, and we've talked about this in other shows, where the CIA actually had technology where they could make sounds appear in people's heads from a distance. And now it's come out into the public and it's used in advertising, street advertising. Now, who's to say? I mean, this sounds like it could be something that's plausible.
Yeah, and so when the police officers got Mark David Chapman, brought him into the precinct, the commander of that precinct, which happened to be a huge precinct, there's a million people in that one New York precinct, when he was interviewed by Fenton Bressler, he told Bressler that it appeared that, David Chapman, by him, analyzing Chapman, trying to talk to Chapman, he said it appeared that he'd been programmed. And he said, I know what you're going to make of that term, but that's what it appeared to me. It appeared to me that Mark David Chapman had actually been programmed.
Yeah. Is that the same doorman that you were talking about that had the military training?
No. The head of the police precinct when he got Mark David Chapman. They first actually, when the police first came there, they actually thought that Jose Sanjanis Perdomo was the shooter. But they somehow didn't touch him. They didn't arrest him. He was never, looked at further. He somehow, through, I guess, his connections, I don't know. He was not looked at more after that. Apparently, when the police first came, they really thought it was him, not Chapman. But, everyone believes, and I believe, of course, that Chapman, of course, did fire shots. The question is, there's evidence that more shots than just Chapman, came at John Lennon, just to be sure that the job was done successfully.
And that's interesting. I hadn't heard that.
That's from Phil Strongman's book, The Life and Death and or Assassination of John Lennon. Yeah.
Looking at the aftermath of this, didn't that bring more attention to John Lennon and what he did than having left him alone?
Yeah, the issue was Reagan was coming to power at that time. Reagan and Bush, and they were coming in with all kinds, a huge right-wing agenda that was going to try to roll out, a lot of changes in the country and a lot of major, foreign policy initiatives, such as, taking over, places in Central America, being involved in all this stuff with the Contra cocaine issues and all that. And so here was John Lennon, a big voice to oppose those policies. And once he's dead, he can't oppose those policies. He can't actively continue to oppose those policies. And so that's why I say that they wanted to take out a voice for peace, a voice against the right-wing policies, and et cetera.
Right, like cut off the head of the leaders, so to speak.
Right,
And then the crowd tends to dissipate to some extent.
Right.
Of course, in that case, a lot of people came together. It's true, like what you say, with the continuing focal point gone, there wasn't the same sort of focus to really target that specific type of political movement. What about the role of drugs in this now, because we've got drugs is in your book. And by the way, for our listeners, we've got the link to the movie and to the book and to John Potash's website right on our forum. So if you want to find out more, including get the movie, you can come to the forum, click there, and you'll be able to get it there.
So the film, the film's easier than the subtitle of the book. The film is Drugs as Weapons Against Us, the CIA War on Musicians and Activists. And so drugs comes into play in the fact that in 1953, the CIA started a project called MKUltra. This project MKUltra, and it was really an umbrella project that, and with 149 sub-projects underneath it. And it was started by the Rockefellers, the Harrimans, the J.P. Morgan family interests, the Carnegies, the Vanderbilts. They had all had the most influence over starting the CIA. And in effect, with the National Security Act of 1947, they made the CIA above the law. And this is according to top CIA whistleblowers like Victor Marchetti, who wrote the book The Cult of Intelligence. Francis Stoner Saunders, a British magazine editor, who wrote the book The Cultural Cold War, the CIA, Arts and Letters. And so they showed that these families started, the CIA, made them above the law, had them doing things outside the law. And one of those things was Project MKUltra, which in its own document said, we're exploring the use of drugs as unconventional warfare. And they tested about 3 dozen different drugs on thousands of different soldiers. Here in my state, it was Edgewood Arsenal soldiers. They used 1,000 Edgewood Arsenal soldiers to test these drugs. And they were all kinds of drugs, but many of the street drugs that we know were first tested on these soldiers by MKUltra experiments. And one of actually the largest drugs they tested was LSD. Of course, they also tested, the use of opium and cocaine and benzos and ecstasy and, what was formerly known as ecstasy, MDA versus MDMA, which was the precursor to MDMA. So they found out all the effects, and then they started to use them as or weaponize them. Now, the U.S. Senate Church Committee analyzed MKUltra in the mid-1970s. But first, John F. Kennedy came upon MKUltra when he came into office in 1961, and he immediately closed down MKUltra. But he replaced the CIA director, but the second command of the CIA kept the project going behind Kennedy's back. He just changed the name to MK Search.
Let's search our break here.
Sure.
John, and we'll get back in the next segment, MKUltra. John Kennedy, that raises the other conspiracy theory. More to come with John, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is spending his weekend down at his Mar-a-Lago resort. Now, the president played some golf on Saturday, but has not had any press events since the news came out that a senior justice official told many news outlets that Robert Mueller is not recommending any further indictments in his report. The U.S.-backed forces in Syria were dancing in the streets on Saturday. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
That was the scene in the northeastern Syrian town of Daguz as Syrian Democratic forces liberated the village where some of the terrorists seemed intent on fighting to the death. the end came as the U.S.-led coalition launched a series of airstrikes. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, on a visit to Lebanon, was questioned if funding will continue to the Syrian Democratic Forces to avoid a resurgence of ISIS.
Our mission there hasn't changed. We still have work to do to make sure that radical Islamic terrorism doesn't continue to grow.
USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, John Kennedy. Having done what he did to the CIA, is that one of the motives or key motive why they took him out?
I believe it's one of a number of motives. Part of it is... trying to squash MKUltra. Part of it is turning back on the Vietnam War. You know, of course, he started initiating more troops to the Vietnam War, and then he changed his mind and started pulling them back. And so I have, various clips, film clips of Kennedy talking about pulling the troops back, of, analysts who said we have on record Kennedy ordering to get all troops out of Vietnam by 1965. And so, yeah, that was another part of it, sure. And why such intense interest in Vietnam? Why did the most powerful families want Vietnam so much? And, you know, why did they care about it? Because that was the golden triangle for Poppy Fields. So I have CIA whistleblower John Stockwell talking about how his fellow CIA agents were flying out of Vietnam with the heroin, the opium and the heroin from Vietnam into the United States. And I also have Judy Woodruff of Frontline in the 1970 documentary talking about the fact that she interviewed a number of people that flew the heroin from Vietnam to the U.S., people that watched the heroin being loaded into the CIA planes, Air America. So, and she says that, yes, the CIA was clearly trafficking heroin from Vietnam to the United States and showed the CIA memo admitting to it. You know, it's clear cut. And here with Kennedy trying to pull us out of Vietnam, they were losing access to the best poppy fields in the world for growing heroin, poppy fields, opium and heroin. And now, of course, the second best place in the world is the Golden Crescent for poppy fields, which is at the other end of the same mountain range, the Himalayan mountain range. And that lies in the Afghanistan area.
Yeah. Of course.
Sure, that's not a coincidence that fought the longest war. First, the Vietnam War was the longest war in U.S. history, but then the Afghanistan War surpassed that.
Yeah, that's really, I think, overlooked by a lot of people that don't really look at anything but the sort of, well, it's all the Taliban and the, you know, the anti-Islamic sentiment that goes along with that. And they don't recognize that the opium trade there is huge, or the poppy growing trade is enormous. And I read somewhere that in Germany, they've constructed enormous sheltered fields for poppies to make up for the loss because of this problem with the war there. So you know that companies are making in, or at least have billions of dollars invested in this particular trade that is connected with the war. And then let's try to connect this back to John Lennon, though. Now, I remember reading in his biography something to do with John Lennon getting pretty heavy into LSD at one point.
He did. And he also got into heroin. You know, he had that song, Me and My Monkey, about the monkey on his back, about his heroin addiction at one point.
Right, heroin.
So, yeah, he had a problem with both drugs. And the question is, how did he get started? All right. And so a writer named A.E. Hotchner was Ernest Hemingway's editor and longtime friend. And he wrote a book called Blown Away about the Rolling Stones. And in that book, he revealed that in 1965, the deputy director of MKUltra, Robert Lashbrook, came to London with loads of agents, loads of lots of money, and tons of LSD. And it was at the beginning of 1965. And he instructed those agents to get the LSD in as many musicians' hands as possible. Okay, and as I told you, the MKUltra documents list LSD is one of their top drugs to be used for unconventional warfare. So later in 1965, John Lennon and his wife and George Harrison and his girlfriend were having dinner at George Harrison's dentist. And they proceed to dose George Harrison and John Lennon. They put LSD in their coffee without their knowledge. And so John Lennon was furious. And George Harrison said, "What's LSD? I've never heard of it." And from that point on, they were introduced to LSD for the first time. They were, you know, granted, they didn't want to do it again because they're furious about the way they started it. But people slowly but surely started to influence them. Well, maybe you should try it again. A year later, they're at a party in near the Laurel Canyon area of Los Angeles, where David Crosby is throwing a party with Peter Fonda and some other people. And they convince Beatles, John Lennon, George Harrison, Ringo Starr at that time, to try it again. And after that, more people, you know, kind of influenced them that, yeah, it's fun and it's normal and it's cool and it's the thing to do. And so he got into it. He got way too into it, obviously. So there was a point in 69 where he really said he was having so many bad trips, he thought he was losing his mind. And the head was so messed up from so much tripping that he said he considered drilling a hole in his head. It was something called tree panning. He would drill a hole in his skull to expand his consciousness. And some mainstream biographies of John Lennon said he was actually considering this. Now, LSD also affects your emotional control. To John Lennon, when he went solo, he was getting super nervous before all his concerts, and he was throwing up for an hour or more before his shows because people lose a little bit of emotional control. And, you know, I've tried acid myself about a half dozen times, and what I got out of it was my grades dropped drastically for about a year or more. You know, some top studies say that are hard to find studies, but they say that there's some damage going on. It's very mild, but there's definitely damage going on, and so took me a while to get my grades back up. At the same time, I never got back certain skills, and a close friend of mine in college had the exact same thing happen to him. So I didn't think much of it, but I found that these studies say that whether it's they're not sure it's the acid itself or the strychnine that's added to the acid. Most acid is cut with additives, and strychnine is the most popular additive, and strychnine is rat poison. This is some of what's going on with this stuff when they popularize it. So they came to find that the top underground, supposedly underground LSD trafficker in the world was a guy named Ron Stark. He had acid laboratories on several continents. He was involved in the Brotherhood of Eternal Love, which Timothy Leary was involved in. Timothy Leary ended up admitting that he knew he was working for the CIA since 1963. Brotherhood of Eternal Love was funded by the Mellon Hitchcocks, and the Mellon Hitchcocks owned Mellon Bank and Gulf Oil, and also had members in top positions in U.S. intelligence. And so they were one of the wealthiest families in the world. They were obviously behind a lot of the spread of the acid, but this Ronald Stark was caught in 1974 in Italy with his acid trafficking, and the top detective who caught him, a guy named Dick Lee, wrote a book saying that him and his network with the Brotherhood of Eternal Love nationally were responsible for like over 100 million hits of LSD being trafficked in Britain in 3 years alone. So he had a huge network. And so the first judge to try his case was murdered. The second judge let him off, saying he offered numerous proofs that he was a member of U.S. intelligence since 1960. So we're going to let him go. Dick Lee talked about his U.S. intelligence work, you know, Ronald Stark, and that's what that was about. But that just shows where this all comes from. And so a good writer named Martin Lee, who founded Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, wrote a book called Acid Dreams, where he interviewed a number of countercultural veterans of the 60s, and they all said, we believe that, yes, the CIA was distributing this acid to take away the potency of the anti-war movement, including ourselves. They were trying to hurt us and hurt our movement and divert people from their best activism.
Wow, that's really fascinating stuff.
I have a related comment to make in our next segment.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
And we'll do that in a moment. Should remind everybody that the best way to support the PowerCast is to become a member of the PowerCast Plus. What you get is a version of the show free of the network ads, so the people at YouTube who keep complaining too many ads, well, that's what you get with a network show. We supply the PowerCast Plus without them, plus the After the PowerCast podcast, where you never know what's going to come. Sometimes we continue the interview that started on the main episode, like Adele Casals Rocha on last week's episode spent another 50 minutes with us without interruption on After the PowerCast. For more information, go to plus.thepowercast.com. Once again, that's plus.thepowercast.com. John Potash about CIA conspiracies against rock performers and more. With Gene and Randall, you're in
The PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Apropos of nothing, John, the legend here of rock stars dying at the age of 27, Kurt Cobain, of course, from, you know, several other stars. They died at the age of 27.
Yeah.
Any reason why that happened or what?
Yeah, so in my film, again, the film is, people can see it on Amazon Prime, but it's Drugs as Weapons Against Us, the CIA War on Musicians and Activists, and it's based on the book, Drugs as Weapons Against Us. I don't get into that 27 club, they call it, but enough people have asked me about it, like yourself. And I will say that in my first book, I talked about an anniversary timing tactic I found with the FBI and U.S. intelligence in general in their assassination of Martin Luther King and a few other incidents. I talk about high-level incidents in my book. So, you know, Martin Luther King, I'll just give an example that exactly 1 year, the anniversary, 1 year after his official announcement against the Vietnam War, which was highly publicized, you know, one of the top researchers of his assassination says that doesn't appear to be a coincidence. And I showed how there's a number of times that has happened, these kind of anniversary timing tactics with assassinations. And so I would argue that a number of these musicians that were activists, like John Lennon, like Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, as you mentioned, Janis Joplin, and I cover them all in my book and film. And also Brian Jones, who I cover extensively in my book, but I, sorry to say, got cut from my film, though it's supposed to be in bonus features that are coming out. They all got into the anti-war movement. They all became active in the anti-war movement. And they got active by about the age of 25 or 6. And I argue that when they're all killed about the same age, I think it puts a subconscious message into people's minds that if you go against the powers that be, this is what can happen to you. And that's what, you know, their anniversary timing tactic achieves.
So we have Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, and, of course, Kurt Cobain, and maybe there are others. Those are the ones that come to mind. But I think when most people look at that, they think of maybe some curse or maybe the rock star reaches a point there where they are doing things to excess and they basically kill themselves.
Yeah, and so I showed the evidence that it wasn't natural for all these musicians to be excessive about drugs. Drugs were pushed on them like crazy by undercover agents and by the powers that be that influenced them through the allegedly underground culture. Now, a lot of the underground magazines, some of them were truly underground magazines, you know, that were political magazines, and some were for cultural reasons. But I found evidence that a lot of them were what you call an AstroTurf campaign, which in public relations industry is fake grassroots. They start these papers that are supposedly underground but are really funded by big money, and they push an agenda. And the big agenda they were pushing was Timothy Leary's agenda with, you know, all he was doing with pushing, you know, turn on, tune in, drop out, which is, you know, use LSD and drop out of the real world and drop out of activism. He was saying to activists, you know, you have menopausal minds. You should be searching for spiritual truths, not being involved in political activism. And so they had all these underground, supposedly underground, you know, newspapers that were pushing the Timothy Leary agenda and promoting Timothy Leary. And they influenced all these young musicians who didn't know a whole lot better that, okay, you know, Timothy Leary is the man you should have on stage with you when the Rolling Stones played, Audubon, it was called, which was like the second Woodstock, they called it. And so they had Timothy Leary and all these beings. They had these fake grassroots, you know, parties. In, you know, the acid tests were attended by top MKUltra scientists, according to a legal deposition from the top psychologist at MKUltra, a guy named John Gittinger. So this is some of how this all happened. There was these fake grassroots parties, the acid tests, and in the TRIPS Festival, John Gittinger and two other CIA MKUltra scientists attended that. You know, they turned into human beings, or they tested tons of psychedelics on activists at the human beings. They did the same thing when they set up Timothy Leary at the Millbrook estate of Billy Mellon Hitchcock. They set him up in his mansion, which is a central part of his 3,000-acre estate of an hour north of New York City. Then they lured all these great artists, writers, and musicians up from New York City to this constant party at the Millbrook mansion, and MKUltra scientists were just hanging out there trying all different kinds of psychedelics, one of these great artists and musicians, and having them, you know, then spread the idea throughout society. And, you know, and so that's some of the way that they, you know, made the sex, drugs, and rock and roll the thing, when really, you know, people would naturally love rock and roll and naturally love sex, but the drugs was inserted in between them to make it seem like it's just natural too. Not that we wouldn't experiment, but to naturally love something that's hurting our mind, I don't think so.
At least to the degree that it was hurting some people because of the way that it was being administered. In some cases, you were saying these people were being dosed without even their knowledge.
Right.
Which is really, like, that's really bad.
The head of Columbia SDS also, the head of Columbia's Students for Democratic Society, when that group held a party in 68 or 69, an undercover agent, George Demerly, was part of a group called the Crazies, which was an offshoot of Abby Hoffman's Yippies, and they dosed the punch at their party and got them tripping for the first time.
Yeah, that's really not cool. There's some people, of course, when you start, you know, just going back to Lennon briefly, that Ono was somehow involved with some kind of an intelligence system of some sort, and that in the book, in his biography, she was responsible, according to the book, for supplying Lennon with a lot of his pure LSD, like in liquid form. And then we have something sort of similar going on with Kurt Cobain. And we've got a question in our question bank here. So maybe you could sort of draw some parallels there or fill in some of the blanks. Cy Chris asks, I'd love to hear about Courtney Love's connection to the CIA, her involvement in Kurt's murder.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that in quotes because I'm not sure that it's ever been proven, and who her real dad is, whatever that's about.
Yeah, well, yes, I get heavily into, I have a whole chapter just on Courtney Love because of what, you know, what that guy just asked that question on. That's a good question, and she's a very complicated story, but I think she does have a parallel to Yoko Ono. Now, I just raise questions about Yoko Ono. I don't assume anything, but a biography that came out within the past year from a journalist who was close to the Beatles in Britain, he says that Yoko Ono got John Lennon using heroin for the first time. And so I believe that. And again, I don't know. He knows better than me. He was close to the Beatles. But she did come from one of the wealthiest families in Japan. And her actions are very suspicious. I just don't get heavily into that. when John Lennon did think he was losing his mind, Yoko Ono, from doing too much acid, Yoko Ono tried to convince him that, no, you're fine. No, you know, keep using acid. There's nothing wrong with it.
You know, one thing I wanted to bring up here about Yoko Ono, because I've been reading stuff about the Beatles in general. Supposedly here, Paul McCartney sicked Yoko Ono on John because she was hanging around, like she's trying to land or bed a Beatle. And McCartney said no and sent her off to Lennon. And supposedly she hung around for, about a year or so before Lennon finally succumbed to her wiles or whatever.
That's interesting. No, I didn't hear exactly that way, but you could be right. I can't say I don't get that, deep into her story. I wrote a paragraph or two about some of her history, and I raised some of these questions, but, because I have so much other evidence around these actually, and these agents that we know about, in terms of, in the evidence we know about regarding the life and death of John Lennon, that I just focus more on them, the concrete evidence I had. Now, regarding Kurt Cobain, though, I'll just say, I'm sorry to leave Lennon if you don't want to leave Lennon just yet. But with Cobain, it was so much more clear cut in my mind. Now, a guy named who I've become friendly with, Ben Statler, who's an actor turned director, made a movie called Soaked in Bleach about Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love. And he just shows mounds and mounds of evidence about Courtney Love played a part in Kurt Cobain's death.
Let's break it here.
Sure.
We'll continue. I'm going to ask him more about motives on the part of the CIA and how he got interested. John Potash, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.